بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وما عندكم ينفض وما عند الله باق. As I am talking to you, I'm watching the birds on my feeders, and there are two dark-eyed juncos, and they're also called, there are two species actually, two subspecies. One is called a dark-eyed junco, and the other one is called a white-winged junco. I still haven't been able to figure out the difference between the two, but there are a pair of them here. We also have a whole flock of tree sparrows, and for the first time today I saw my greatest friends, the first of them, which is the black-capped chickadee. There are a couple of starlings rooting around in the grass, and of course the robins are back, and the nemesis of the earthworms. And every time anywhere the earth is dug up, for whatever reason, you will find literally flocks of starlings, flocks of robins, the American robin. Very interestingly, one of the places where you find a lot of American robins is in the cemeteries, for the same reason, not because they are coming there to mourn anybody, but because when graves are dug, the earth is turned over and earthworms get exposed, and and that, as far as the robin is concerned, is that's what they love. The robins can eat literally their weight in earthworms every day. The point I'm making, and the reason I'm describing, and of course I must not forget the squirrel, which is here. We've got five or six of them here, which come and feed at the bottom, because my friend Jihad Akwal, who set up these bird feeders for me, did a fabulous job using PVC pipes, which are about 6 or 8 feet high, and they are too thick for the squirrel to embrace and climb, and they are too smooth for the squirrel to just climb without embracing. So the bird feeders are squirrel proof, out of reach of the squirrel. So the squirrels eat what they find on the ground. The sparrows are particularly untidy feeders, so for every grain that they take out of the feeder, they dig up and throw four or five down on the ground, which of course I have no objection to, because mourning doves come and eat them, squirrels come and eat them, and then the sparrows themselves and the juncos and others, they also feed from the ground. The reason I'm describing all this, of course, is first of all because I love doing this, but second thing is because this also illustrates for me the same ayat, which is وَمَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَضُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. What is with you will perish, will finish, and what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain. There are a couple of titmice which are headed this way as I speak to you. Now, how does these birds and so on, and the squirrels, how do they illustrate this ayah? They illustrate this ayah by the fact that, I'm not saying they do it deliberately on by understanding, but the way animals and birds are geared, they don't keep anything in this world for themselves. By and large, they eat what they can eat, what they can get, and when their stomach is full, they go home. Tomorrow is another day. And what is with Allah remains, in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, in this case, has appointed me to feed them. And yesterday, somebody said to me that you spend more on bird feed than you spend on your own groceries, which probably is true, because there's two of us and we don't eat much. But and bird feed is quite expensive. But the point I'm making is that this is the This is a reality also of our lives. And if you can only understand that, that what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remains and what is with us will perish and will go. So the thing to do therefore is to transfer as much of this what we have into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures. The faster we can do that, the happier we will be, and the more beneficial that will be for us, because that is what will go with us. So how do we do that? Of course, we know that. We know how to do that. It's not a secret. We do that by charity, by investment in our akhirah, by using what we have in this life to build our akhirah. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you about the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, where he said that he met Ibrahim alayhi salam on the seventh heaven during his Isra al Mi'raj. And Ibrahim alayhi salam said to him, say to your followers, O my son, that the land of Jannah is beautiful. It is plain, it is level, it is very fertile, and the water of Jannah is good, but it's just plain land. I mean, there's nothing on it. Tell your followers that they must plant their own trees. And then he said that one Subhanallah is a tree, one Alhamdulillah is a tree, one Allahu Akbar is a tree. So meaning that do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that this is the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, that what we do in this world gets transferred for us into the next world. So if we do all our actions with this awareness, with this understanding, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us in the hereafter for this, then inshallah we are onto a great thing. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this understanding. Instead of spending and wasting our time on things of this world which we chase and we race with each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that this will destroy you. This racing with each other, this chasing each other for worldly possessions will destroy you. But sometimes we seem to be impervious to the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us from such blindness. My brothers and sisters, this is therefore a very important thing that we need to keep on reminding ourselves and saying that just like the birds and so on are content with getting enough for their day, let us also make our desires as mukhtasar, as abbreviated, as concise, as possible. And I'm not necessarily pushing a minimalist style of living, although that would be really wonderful. But I'm saying, even if you don't go there, at least get out, and let us try and get out of this extremely wasteful lifestyles that we have, may Allah protect us, where we accumulate stuff. I mean, America is the place to see that. Go into anybody's garage and you see the amount of stuff in it. And before you go into the garage, ask the person, people who live in the house, list for me what you have in your garage. And whatever is not on your list, I'm going to remove that. Right? I'm going to take it away and give it away in charity. You'll find two things for most people. One is that they will not be able to list, apart from a couple of things. They put the stuff in the garage, they don't even know what is there. And the second thing is, the moment you say, I'm going to take it away, immediately there will be resistance. There will be resistance. People say, oh, how can you take my... The point is that the thing which you put in the garage and you don't even know it is there is already lost to you. So how is it yours? So now why are you getting upset that it's going to be given away in charity? As a matter of fact, you should be happy, because if you willingly give it in charity, then Allah will reward you. I mean, obviously, if somebody takes it away from you and gives it in charity, then you are not going to get the reward of that. But if somebody, if you say to them that, look, take it away, I give it to you willingly, and may Allah give me the reward, then you get the reward for charity as well. So seriously, I remind myself anew, let us consciously think about this. Treat this world the way it is to be treated, which is try to do the best in it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and live this life knowing that what we have in this life will perish, but what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ الْمَهِمِ بِرَحْمَتِكَ الْرَحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ